Thank you, Chairperson. Please allow me first to express my most cordial welcome to you. And my question concerns the principle of cooperation and consultation, which your reply to question two of the list of issues refers to. Does this principle have concrete, substantive, or procedural content when the harmonization of the criminal legislation of Bosnia and Herzegovina on one hand, and criminal laws of the entities and block district on the other is necessary? I would appreciate if you would indicate how the harmonization would be made to the following two cases according to this principle. A, according to your reply to question five of the list of issues, while the criminalization of the enforced disappearance outside the war circumstances was implemented in the state level by the amendment of the Criminal Code of Bosnia and Herzegovina in May 2015, it is still necessary to include the same offense in the criminal courts of the entities and block district in order to determine the responsibility of officials in the institutions of the entities and district. In such circumstances, does the government of Bosnia and Herzegovina have the means to make use of in order to domestically implement the obligations undertaken through the Convention on Enforced Disappearance? B, according to your reply to question two of the list of issues, the Court of Bosnia and Herzegovina has not only exclusive criminal jurisdiction over criminal offenses defined in the Criminal Code of Bosnia and Herzegovina, but also so-called extended jurisdiction over the crimes under the entities and district under the legally established conditions. I would appreciate if you provide us what sort of initiatives the Bosnia and Herzegovina government can take when the Court of Bosnia and Herzegovina considered it necessary to exercise the extended jurisdiction. Thank you very much.